I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. The renowned 17th century British poet John Milton began to lose his sight in his early 30s. Milton opened his poem, entitled On Blindness, with these words: "When I consider how my light is spent, ere half my days in this dark world." Milton spent considerable time reflecting on his blindness and also wrote these poignant words: "To be blind is not miserable. Not to be able to bear blindness, that is miserable." In this encore essay, Nancy Jasper shares her own poetic reflections on this remarkable challenge.
I'd like to share with you a poem I've written in praise of malasadas. Malasadas are the fried dough happily consumed at Portuguese feasts. But first, some history. I've been losing my sight for several years. You don't go through something like this without experiencing all the big emotions. I've had to learn to push back. I don't want the world available to me to become too small. I want to stay connected to the feast. I'm a social worker. I believe that when people go through losses, everybody mobilizes their strengths in their own ways. I've learned that for me, the daily bread of reading and writing is essential. I've had to learn to read and write in new ways. I've had to make friends slowly with computers. I've had wonderful teachers from Insight and Rhode Island Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired. I've learned to use software with powerful, even predatory names: Zoom Text, JAWS. With these allies, I've been able to keep on working in a field that's deeply meaningful to me. The playful, expressive side of language makes me happy. I believe that language can both discover and create richness. I've always loved to read. Now, if anything, I'm reading more. Thank goodness for audiobooks, assistive technology, and the dear, familiar art of reading aloud. Every so often, I work on a poem. I find some music in these malasadas. The Amália mentioned at the end of the poem is Amália Rodrigues, a beloved singer of an earlier generation. I couldn't resist the word melismatic. Melisma is a technique in which a singer extends one syllable over several different notes. You can hear it in the turnings of Amália's voice. The poem is dedicated to the malasadas at the Holy Rosary Feast in Fox Point. In the church garage, the women are assembling flour, sugar, eggs, and tricks their grandmas knew. Malasadas today, after the Mass. I want to get them bemkent, right from the oil. The sign on the garage reads, malasadas/doughboys. A malasada is not a doughboy. Malasadas have melismatic turnings of flavor. They don't give everything away at the first bite. Taste. The pleasure will glide away from you a little, like Portuguese vowels, like a word sung by Amália.
Nancy Jasper, a graduate of the Rhode Island College School of Social Work, is a clinical social worker at Child and Family, a comprehensive social service agency in Middletown. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.